This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it doesn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hopefully excited to be with me as well. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You really do need to be part of the solution. And if you're not, I don't want to say you're part of the problem. That's so cliche-ish. But frankly, you are part of the problem. You need to get out there. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to make sure people understand where you're coming from, where you're getting your information. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so you know what I like to do during the last segment and such of the show? Is... It's rapid fire. Going to be rapid stories real quick. Keep up. That's all I got to say. Out of the Detroit News, which is probably no friend to President Trump. New study from the Henry Ford Health finds that hydroxychloroquine lowers COVID-19 death rates. Well, I thought the president, remember CNN calling the president all kinds of names for that? Henry Ford System study shows that the controversial anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, helps lower the death rate of COVID-19 patients. Officials within the Michigan Health System said that the study found the drug significantly decreased the death rate of patients involved in this particular analysis. The study analyzed 2,500-plus patients hospitalized among the system six hospitals between March 10th and May 2nd. 13% of those treated with the drug died. 26% of those who did not receive the drug died. So almost twice as many. Among the patients in the study, there was an overall in the hospital mortality rate of 18%. Many who died had underlying conditions that put them in a greater risk. That's the other thing that they're not telling everybody. A lot of these people that are dying already had respiratory issues. Their immune systems were compromised. Maybe that's how they got it to begin with. I don't know. Right? But you can bring this way down by taking hydroxychloroquine. But the president said you should take it. So therefore, even if you're going to die, so he doesn't get credit for anything, don't take it. Right? Come on, really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think, you know, I'm going to play some clips too later on. You got to see some of this stuff. This stuff is just totally amazing to me. Now, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all of them, they love doing stuff like this. You know what? It's so funny that you couldn't get any information on Barack Oblamo the whole time he was president. You couldn't. Well, who did he date in high school? Where did he go? What did he do? That kind of stuff, right? Now MSNBC is reporting that Trump's own family called him a cheating, traumatized clown. Now they're basing these comments of a book written by one of Trump's estranged family members. And she wasn't estranged. He's his sister's daughter or something. Anyway, she's not just estranged from Trump. The whole family has shunned her. But yet, we're supposed to believe her. She's got no reason to lie. These people are amazing, aren't they? They just don't stop. I'm not even gonna do those stories to defend Trump, because most of the people listening to my show, they have. You know, they understand. They have brain cells at work. They know what this is all about. Every story, everything. Look at, and then one guy, one announcer says, "Well, you know, this comes right on the heels of John Bolton's book. This could be damaging for the president." It's a joke. Right? They're calling it Trump versus Trump. She has done absolutely nothing to further herself, wanted to live off the family, not really what should be happening, right? But that's the title for them. That made MSNBC feel good. See? Trump's own family call him a cheating trimmer. No, one person. It was just one person. Relaying what another person had said. So it's always fun. Just amazing. All right. We also want to hit you with. That doesn't sound right, did it? I don't want to hit you with anything. How do Native Americans really feel? Western Journal is reporting that the Washington Redskins name among Native Americans, not so bad. It's worse among white people. I mean, it's amazing how many opinions that white people have who shouldn't have an opinion because they should have nothing to do with it. The Washington professional football team is still known as the Redskins, period. At least for now. Name change spurred by societal and governmental pressure seemed all but inevitable at this point after the Redskins released a statement saying the team would be conducting a thorough review. I don't know what that means. I don't really care. What are you going to do? They're going to sit around, have cigars and beer, and decide what to do after that? We believe that this review can and will be conducted with the best interest of all in mind. The best interest of all? Why do we care about all? I thought it was one group that was upset about it. Right? All would imply that there's a strong and overwhelming consensus of offensiveness of the name Redskin. Maybe not so much. You'll have to come back to find out. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I thought I was going to have a surprise guest for you, but that didn't quite work out. But it's okay. You got me. Yeah, I know. Disappointed, huh? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to say it again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, listen. The American populace. Now, I know this is done all over the place. I know that Jesse Waters has done it on the East Coast. There are other people who have done it. I've actually done it at a mall a couple times. But I'm amazed at the people that are so ignorant, not only to our history, but what we stand for, what they could do, what they should be doing, what the days mean. Now, I know you're all excited about this last weekend, being the 4th of July weekend. But I want you to hear what your brother United Statesians. I'm trying to get away from just saying Americans, because America is a very, as my wife explained to me, it's so true, it is a very generic term. The United States is very specific. It has a meaning to it just in the words alone. These United States. We are united with one cause, one reason, one process, if you would. You know, there's a big difference. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and if you think about something, think about being an American citizen, a U.S. citizen. When you go to other countries, Russia, France, Greece, Italy, you never, when you go there, even when you become a citizen, you're never an Italian, right? You're never French, if you would. And it's so funny because, you know, they talk about Europe like, it's got all these great things going on and wonderful things going on. You know, people are not beating their doors down to get to those countries. They're beating our borders down to get here. I'm just trying to get you to think this through a bit. When it comes to being a U.S. citizen, you become an American. Right? I mean, I'm an American of Italian descent. But you hear some of those other people talk, they'll never say, I became French. No, I became a French citizen. Right? When you hear immigrants talk about this country, and they become an American citizen, a U.S. citizen, you hear them say, you'll never hear them say, well, yeah, you know, I'm an American now. No, they're excited. I'm an American citizen now. I took the oath. I got my, you know, I took my test. I got my citizenship. I'm an American now. They're excited about it. They're excited to be. The only ones that aren't excited to be an American citizen are the ones that have been living here, the little spoiled brats that have been here forever, and their daddies and mommies have pretty much handed them everything. They've gotten away with everything. And, you know, they're really the entitled one. All the ones that talk about white supremacy, this shows your white supremacy. They're the ones. Look into their background. See how much they got going on. What they've gotten away with. Be quite surprising. Anyway, Mark Dice does this thing, and he's been nailed a couple times, pulled off of Facebook, pulled off all over the place. All right? This one's got 16 million views. But I want you to hear this, because you're just going to shake your head. You're not going to believe that these people don't know the simplest of stuff. Some of you get really upset with me when I do this, but too bad. Deal with it.
Dependent.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we over...
Hold on. I'm sorry. Let's do this the right way. And, you know, you knew that was going to happen, right? The minute I went to restart it, it was going to give you a hard time. Because that's what it does. Come on. All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll fix this. Oh, God bless America. Hold on. Here we go. Give me some sound. Can I have some sound, too? That would be really nice.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that it's our independence. That's why we have the fight.
From the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victory of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
Our nation's capital is named after who?
Our nation's capital is Washington, D.C. And I don't know who it's named after.
Whoa.
The president. Some president. I don't know. Is it you?
You're on the right track. I keep hearing about this Joe Biden guy. What's up with that?
I have no idea about Joe Biden. Who is he?
That's the question I'm asking you.
I have no idea. Yeah. Probably. I don't know.
Well, don't give it away. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait for you to think of an answer. Go.
Joe Biden. Race car driver?
Nope. Guess again.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt and think that maybe he just came in from a coma. Maybe he just woke up from a coma. Right? I mean, when you listen to these people, they are dead serious. They have no idea. Some of these people are older folks. This guy's obviously probably in his 40s, 45, never heard of Joe Biden. Are we serious?
Sports figure, Joe Biden.
I didn't say sports figure.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, I have no idea who he could be then.
What was the name of the organization that Osama bin Laden ran?
Osama who? Osama what? I mean, think about it. These people are brain dead. These are basic things. These are things that kids in high school, I hope, can answer. Because if they can't, maybe we shouldn't graduate them either. This is stuff going on in brain. You cannot be oblivious and just want to have fun and play around all the time. Doesn't work. Not good.
I don't know. You don't know.
What year approximately did Jesus die?
I have no idea.
Was it like the 1200s, 1300s? Just roughly. No help, no help. This is only you.
All right. I'm going to leave that for you to guess after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Americans that the Chinese government's theft of American information is taking place on such a large scale, suspected incidents make up more than half of his bureau's counterintelligence cases.
There's no country that presents a broader, more comprehensive threat to America's innovation, to our economic security, and to our democratic ideas than China does. Just to give you some context for that, the FBI has over 2,000 active investigations that trace back to the government of China.
Speaking at an event hosted by the Hudson Institute in D.C., Ray said that Chinese thefts amount to the largest transfer of wealth in human history and that Americans are the victims. He said, if you're an American adult, it's most likely that China has stolen your personal data. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. What's the Real Side of GCN Live? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. We'll play a couple more minutes of this so we don't all throw up. Seriously. I've got a clip of Mark Dice up. I got other stuff I want to talk about, but this is perfect. I've got a clip of Mark Dice up, and I just find this amazing. That these people actually made it out of high school. They made it out of our education system without a problem. Or maybe, right? I mean, seriously, maybe it just has to do with the fact that it's all about money. Schools don't make money when they hold people back. Take a listen, just for your listening enjoyment. Mark Dice on the beaches of California.
Just roughly, what year did Jesus die approximately?
I have no idea.
You can guess.
1300s.
1300s. What is Memorial Day? What started?
I'm not talking about the gardener either, okay? Just so we're clear.
Memorial Day. What's the purpose of Memorial Day? Yep. As an American, you have to do this.
I don't think so. As an American,
okay. We're just getting people's reactions to President.
All right. This is perfect. You wonder why we have so much trouble. Now, I don't know if many of these people vote. I doubt it. They probably don't even know when voting day is, what year, what time, when, whatever. But somebody's voting for them, I guarantee it. I guarantee if I look up some of these people who said they've never voted, that they have. And not because they wanted to, because somebody wanted to for them. But here you go, with a brain surgeon on the beach, and we're trying to get his response, his feeling, his whatever, on President Kennedy dying. Take a listen.
Kennedy passing away this morning and his legacy and what he meant for this country. Any comments on that?
I don't have any comments, man, honestly.
I have a dream speech, anything like that?
I didn't honestly see any of it.
I'm not even playing with you.
But, I mean, honestly, it's so sad to hear a president dying. I mean, it's a legacy left behind.
He was, you know, only 77 years old, what pretty young for a president. Some cardiac issues. He had some heart problems for years.
He liked his pastrami sandwiches?
He maybe liked his little, you know, little beat a little too much. Yeah. But, so no comments on the legacy of President Kennedy passing away?
I don't.
You just aren't too familiar with this administration?
No.
With the Kennedy administration?
I'm really worried about the current administration. I'm not too worried about the past. I'm worried about the future.
President Kennedy just doesn't ring a bell, anything that he's done, anything that happened to him?
Not really. He was in more of an era of my grandmother.
JFK.
She used to talk about all of him. She had a little crush on him.
What political party is President Obama affiliated with?
I think he's a Democrat. He's a Republican. I don't know. I really don't care.
No, it's not important, man. We got weed to smoke.
Exactly.
Hey, do you know why the road's closed ahead?
Nope.
Joe Biden was murdered here last night.
Oh, really?
Are you familiar with that?
Is that a sports player?
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, I don't know that.
Just doesn't ring a bell?
It doesn't.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Hello.
McFly. Mount Rushmore. The volcanic eruption at Mount Rushmore last week kind of wiped out, was it 1,500 houses with the lava and everything.
Right.
Do you think FEMA's doing enough to help the residents there, you know, recover from the Mount Rushmore eruption?
It'd be hard for me to comment. Honestly, I haven't been following it. I don't know what their stance is right now.
What does the D.C. and Washington, D.C. stand for?
Dominican Republic.
Washington, Dominican Republic.
No.
These aren't all young people. These aren't all teenagers. Really? No, seriously. These are people, they're older people, they should know this. Some of them heard this somewhere. My God. And, you know, just coming out of the 4th of July, most of these people haven't got a clue. And so what the day stands for, what it really means. And listen, for you lunatics that are looking to defund or change something. Right? I mean, seriously. Why not defund Charles Darwin's information, the books printed by him, going out into the schools and colleges, right? If you hear the principles of BLM, right, are all biblical creationism because Darwinism's evolution is racist. If you think about it, you know, look through it. Did the first person come forward, were they black, were they white? Because all his sketches are white. I mean, we can get as ridiculous as you want to get. I enjoy this kind of stuff. You know? And now we're seeing, you remember they used to call it the Ferguson effect? Actually, they still do call it the Ferguson effect, but you know what I mean. They used to call it the Ferguson effect. And the reason was is that after Ferguson, after the shooting of Ferguson and Michael Brown, or the killing of Michael Brown, whatever you want to call it, anyway, let me fix that. I don't call it the killing. There are others that call it a killing, period. It wasn't a killing. All right, the guy tried to grab the gun of a cop. Let's just get that put aside. After that, the cops were so afraid to engage. They held back. They didn't do what they needed to do. And what happened? Crime skyrocketed. No question about it. Easy numbers to follow. Took several months for the first iteration of the Ferguson effect to become obvious. You know, Michael Brown, who was fatally shot by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer. That was back in 2014. Triggered local riots and a national narrative about the lethally racist police. Numbers don't prove it. Officers backed off to proactive policing in minority neighborhoods. It's terrible. That left those neighborhoods open to anything, right? Officers backed off that proactive policing, which means they were out in front of issues. So what's wrong with that? They weren't arresting you before you committed crime. They were out there trying to make sure you wouldn't commit a crime to begin with. And then you have spikes and shootings and homicides. 2,000 black homicide victims in 2015 and 16 compared with the 2014 numbers. Right, so the violent crime increase continues to increase in Ferguson. Right, and seriously, And after George Floyd's death, you're watching it skyrocket New York, Chicago, and other places. So don't tell me that the cops backing off, defunding the police. With all due respect, what in God's creation a social worker is going to do in these situations? You're going to go reason with a man and a woman that are having a marital spat, throwing stuff around? You're going to reason with them? It's one of the most dangerous situations a police officer can respond to. You look at what's going on in New York City. How many more people are being killed and shot there now? Come on, give us a real thought. It's just amazing. What was the number? 500%? Crime was up 500-some-odd% in New York City. He wants to cut back on cops. He killed the last recruiting class of 1,000. Nearby St. Paul, they reported firearm discharges have more than doubled since the George Floyd case. In Chicago, 18 people were killed, 47 wounded in a drive and walk-by shootings 2 weekends ago. The fatalities included a year-old boy riding in a car with his mom. The gunman drove up alongside and emptied his gun into the vehicle. A 10-year-old girl struck in the head inside her home. Group of youth on the street outside her house had started shooting at another group. We're across the street, didn't care. Previous weekend, 104 people shot, 15 died. Dem-run cities. Policies are working well, aren't they? So we'll see your house. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful.
Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth.
Feel the rhythm now.
We should be singing together, you and me.
All night, holding hands and moving on.
We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back.
Together, you and me. All night,
holding hands. Oh, God, I love this stuff. No, no, seriously, I do. USA Today. I'll get back to the story in a second. I can't control myself. But apparently, they have printed again, for the second time, that the Dems did not found, they're not the founders of the KKK, and that they didn't start the Civil War. Right? I don't know. Who's your fact checker? Some 12-year-old that needed extra money to go out on the weekends or whatever? Right? Facebook censored newsbusters for responding to that story. It's great. So the fact checkers, I'll bet you there isn't a conservative. Well, I'll put it this way. I'll even go one better. I don't believe that Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, USA Today, and a few others, have any real fact checkers at all. No, seriously. Prove me wrong. I'm just simply, it's real simple. Prove me wrong. You know, I love stories like this. I love titles like this, right? Because you know exactly what they were going for. We're trying to do. A Florida teen that attended church was given hydroxychloroquine before she died from COVID-19. Now think about that title. Let that sink in for a second. We're all very upset. A teenager died. Proves that young people can get it. She went to church, after all. So God can't protect you. And then to fix the problem that God created by allowing her to get sick, they gave her hydroxychloroquine. And apparently, she then still died of COVID-19. Now, I don't even know where to go with that. Seriously, I'm not joking. I'm not trying to be cute, funny, or anything else. But when you actually read the story and you read her information, when you actually got to read it, though, most people won't do that. It says it finally says a Florida teen with a complex medical history attended a church function. She didn't wear a mask. She didn't social distance. She became sick. So her parents just gave her a dose of hydroxychloroquine. And just a few days after that, she died. I'm sad that she died. Don't really mean that sincerely. Okay? But she had all kinds of medical issues. Did they take it to a doctor? Why would they give her one dose? Some people, my understanding is they take it once a day. You know, is it like antibiotics, where if you don't take it all the way through to kill the whatever you have, it comes back with a vengeance? I don't know. The girl was 17 of Fort Myers. She fought health issues since the age of 2. She's been fighting health issues for 15 years. It includes cancer and an autoimmune disorder. Forgive me, why is this a story? No, seriously, I'm not trying to be cold-hearted. I am sorry they lost their daughter. I am sorry that a child died. But she falls right in line with everything people have been saying. She has an autoimmune problem. Many, many, many medical issues. She's been fighting them for years, not for 10 minutes, not for a couple of days. You know, and again, once she contracted the disease, why didn't they get her somewhere to get the help that she needed? Now, it's funny that they're making a big deal. This is MSNBC, by the way. They're making a big deal out of this. One story, one young lady that died from taking it once after she went to church and do I need to paint this for you? If you guys figured this out, if you put this together. Now, I'm not trying to see, I don't see all this stuff. I'm not seeing all this stuff on how hydroxychloroquine helped people. How many it did help? The recent study that showed up, did they beat that up? Did they give it any real time? No, they didn't. They actually didn't. And they're not going to. You and I know that. Come on. We're smarter than that. Right? And they're never going to give in and give him any kind of credit for any of that. And you know what? The other thing I love is people that are turning away from Joe Biden. Democrats that are turning away from the party, not necessarily becoming Republicans, because that's not the goal. See, my goal isn't to turn these Democrats into Republicans. They got to figure it out on their own. Okay? No, my goal, what I'd like to see happen, is people just figure out the truth, leave the Dem party, and then make a decision on their own where they need to be or what they'd like to be. No? Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones on Tuesday, a Democrat, he penned an opinion piece slamming former Vice President Joe Biden for failing to stand up to protect the black community. Whoa. Now, according to Jones, President Donald Trump has done more for the black community than any other Washington politician. Now, Trump really isn't a politician. That's why I said to you, when they say he's non-presidential, I kind of giggle. That's great. I don't want a president. I do not want the stereotypical presidential person in there. Jones takes issues with the left calls to defund police in response to the murder of George Floyd. Where are the Democrats saying no? That's what he's saying, and I agree with him, and a lot of black friends I know agree with him as well. As a former chief executive officer of DeKalb County, Georgia, he said, I've had to manage one of the largest police departments in the state. I've had to experience of dealing with police shootings and comforting families. But at the same time, I've also had the experience of losing two black police officers. This is a letter penned from a black man, from a black elected official, with actually a spine willing to speak up. I've had to comfort their families in the middle of the night and console their young children. I know firsthand when others are running away from chaos, police officers run towards it. You know, the same people, if you saw some of the riot clips, the same people screaming to defund the police, get rid of the police, shut down the police, were screaming for the police when the crap started to hit the fan. Wouldn't you love to be able to turn to them and say, oh no, you don't want the police, so is there anybody else I can get for you? President Trump made clear that he'll protect all Americans, serve as an ally to peaceful protesters, and always uphold the law. Jones applauded President Trump's decision to sign an executive order on police reform. The EEO created a national database of police misconduct. This prevents officers from bouncing between police departments when they're fired for excessive force or even other related issues. Joe Biden and the previous administration for 8 years in the White House, where were they on this issue? Now, that's the other thing that's been bothering me. When did these monuments become racist or signs of white supremacy? When Obama got out? NASCAR's had flags on there all the way through Jimmy Carter, right? Bubba Clinton? Really? Barack Obama? Why didn't they say anything? Why did they push at it? Why weren't there uprisings then? Because it wasn't being pushed. It wasn't being paid for. Yeah, you heard me. I believe more and more this is paid for. I'm working on trying to get a peace officer, and that's what I'm going to call him, detective, peace officer, whatever you want to call him, on the show that was involved in arresting, gathering up, getting some of these rioters, and saying that, look, they found some of the, if you would, the field sergeants with thousands of dollars in their pockets, $100 bills. They were seen giving money to some of the rioters, $100 bills, saying, here, go smash this, go do that, go rip this down, go set this on fire. I think we need to see that. We need to see them be arrested, and then we need to see them go into jail. That's what we need to see. And Soros may bail them out and all that other stuff. I don't really care. I want them to go through it. I want them sitting in jail at night. I want them looking at the guy across from the jail cell, scared out of their minds because they really don't know what's going to happen next. Really, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's wonderful. Okay. Before we check out here, listen carefully. 7,000 black men a year are shot. Almost every one of them by another black man. There are 375 million interactions on the average every year by police departments across the country. 10 million result in some kind of action, an arrest, ticket, whatever. With over 1,000 shots fired, 42 were unarmed, 19 white men were killed, 9 black men were killed. But that's it. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the week. Come back, though, because we're going to be here. You should be, too.